This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday morning wake-up call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. I was amused by one of the stories I read in the devotional guide called Our Daily Bread. It was years ago. It seems that two women were dressed in their finest and were having lunch together in a very exclusive restaurant. A friend saw them and came over to their table to greet them. "What's the special occasion?" she asked. And one of the women said, "We're having a birthday party for the baby in our family. He's 2 years old today." "But where's the baby?" the friend asked. And the child's mother said, "Oh, I dropped him off at my mother's house. She's taking care of him until the party's over. It wouldn't be any fun with him along." You know, you got to chuckle at that. But the sad truth is, we spend a considerable amount of time during this season of the year getting ready for a birthday, a celebration. And unfortunately, like those ladies, we often forget the person for whom we're having the party. I think of all the shopping, well, most of it online this COVID Christmas season, but we still do a lot of shopping in preparation for the home, gift shopping, wrapping, all of that takes time. I'm glad that in the midst of all this, my wife seems to keep her focus on the reason for the season, for the celebration of Christmas. I'm amazed at how, as she prepares wrapping gifts and getting the house ready, she still talks about Christ and the most important event of all. But it's easy to lose track, isn't it, in all of that activity. Bringing Christ into Christmas involves more than wrapping presents and, well, getting the house decorated. What do we do to bring Christ into focus? You remember that phrase reminding you of what to do when there's a fire? Stop, drop, and roll. I've changed that just a bit. In these days left between now and Christmas, why don't you try that? Stop, drop, and pray. That can help you bring Christ back into focus. Make a decision to stop sometime each day between now and Christmas and think about Jesus. Stop what you're doing. Just stop, S-T-O-P. Pick a time that works for you. Maybe at least 3 times a day, maybe 10, 2, and 4 could work for you, or 8 a.m., noon, and 6 p.m. The exact time is really not the issue. The important thing is that you're going to stop at those times. Just pause, stop, and then drop. I don't mean literally drop to your knees, but you drop what you're doing. If you're working on a project, just drop it for a little bit. If you're watching TV or listening to the radio, if you're on a computer, stop it. Drop. Drop for a moment. The point is, you have thought about your day and you've pre-planned it so that, say, 10 o'clock, you stop, you pause, you drop whatever it is you're doing, and then, well, third, you pray. Now, there is a scary part for many people, praying, because most people don't know what to pray. Well, here's something to make it simple. Just pray to Jesus about what's on your heart. You might have a scripture reading ready, or you can pray that scripture, or pray it like it's your own words, like it's coming from your heart. You can pray a prayer of thanks for who Jesus is and what he's done for you in your life that morning, that afternoon. Just look around and be thankful and thank the Lord for that. If you make one of your times to stop in the evening, pray a prayer of thanks for all that he's done that day. And during that prayer time, you can simply ponder all the ways you've experienced God's love that day. Be open to Jesus and his nudging you in an area of your life that needs attention. Maybe he'll put something on your heart that you need to help someone with. Maybe someone who's in pain or someone who's struggling or lonely. You won't be perfect in this little exercise. You'll miss some, but you know what? Just restart. Restart your exercise the next, well, if you have to, the next day, but don't just quit. Stop, drop, and pray. Take as much time as you want when you stop, drop, and pray. Don't put a time frame like 5 minutes or 20 minutes. The main thing is be intentional. Experience Jesus this Christmas. Pray to him and his love's going to grow in you if you do that sincerely from your heart. He will kindle in your spirit the light of heavenly hope. Do that and then come back here next week. And in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be. Here comes the sun.